Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When it comes to the path of their party's presidential nomination, where are the Democrats at in their quest to grab that title? What are the chances of any of them besting Donald Trump 11 months from now? First of all, while anyone can run, it doesn't mean that anyone should be running. Now, there is an ego factor connected with throwing your hat in the ring for the most powerful office in the world. That's not a Democrat or Republican issue. There are candidates who have wide-ranging name recognition to those with some or very little name identification. Joe Biden is a household name and a party stalwart, and that has given him the overall edge in the campaign. He has been in the nation's capital since 1973. That's 46 years. He knows people. His positions have ranged from moderately conservative to moderately liberal to running to keep up with the more left-wing ideologues of his party. His deficit is that he has become less articulate, less able to think on his feet. He often stumbles and mumbles and finds himself in the apology end of any given issue. So while he leads in the most recent polls, his support seems to be less than firm. And with the entry of billionaires Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg into the presidential race, Biden seems less likely to hold on to some of his more traditional supporters. While Steyer and Bloomberg try to position themselves more as centrists, the fact is that all three are active in trying to appeal to the more left-wing, progressive wing of the modern Democrat Party. In the latest Harris poll, Biden registers 31%, up 1 point since the last poll. Steyer registers just 2%, while Bloomberg registers at 6%. That's up 3% since the last poll. Bloomberg might be Biden's most formidable challenger when it comes to party centrists. Bernie Sanders comes in second at 15%, and that's down 3%. Elizabeth Warren stands at third place with 10% of those polled, and that's down 5%. Now, that seems to have Democrat Party voters questioning the reality of these two calling for everything to be free, free, and free. The remaining poll has Buttigieg in fourth at 9%, the aforementioned Bloomberg at 6%, and Harris, Yang, Klobuchar, and Castro and Steyer each at 2%. So Harris, Yang, Klobuchar, Castro, and Steyer have no real chance of getting their party's nomination. They're hanging on by pure ego. Buttigieg registers at just about zero when it comes to Black American support. As mayor of a rather small town, South Bend, Indiana, he has no national or international experience. His effort to gain the nomination is also based on pure ego. So who gets the nomination? The answer is no one really knows. But here is what is known. There is no candidate who garners the overwhelming emotional support that Donald Trump has with his supporters. The emotion and enthusiasm that shines at all Trump rallies is something no Democrat can match. The Democrat candidates, with a couple of exceptions, turn out hundreds at their rallies. The candidates are lackluster when compared to the ebullient and overly enthusiastic Donald Trump. Tens of thousands wait in lines for hours and hours just to get into a Trump rally with the understanding they might be at the very back of the crowd, but it's worth every moment to just be a part of that environment. What Democrat candidate can say the same thing of their supporters? What Democrat supporters exude that kind of excitement for their candidate? The answer is none. No Democrat measures up to the Trump phenomenon. No matter who gets the nomination, Democrats would be better off to start concentrating on 2022 and 2024. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.